good afternoon. Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I got an email from y'all, and I don't know who y'all are. I don't think I ordered anything.
May I have your zip code, ma'am, so I can see if I can locate an account for you, please?
79363.
What's your first and last name, please?
Shauna Roper. Ma'am, I can't hear you.
Roper. All right, Ms. Roper, can you verify your shipping address for security purposes on your account?
What company is this?
This is the third-party call center, ma'am. We provide customer support for online vendors and merchants. I need you to verify your shipping address to ascertain I'm talking to the right person before I can discuss the account.
Okay, I just don't. Okay, it's 11506 Private Road 6450. Shallow Water, Texas.
Thank you. One moment. Thank you for holding, Ms. Roper. You've been enrolled in a mobile food app called Feast Street because you responded to a sweepstakes to win a free iPad. They charged you $49.97, ma'am, but they offer for $20 a month if you'd like to keep it.
No, I don't have an iPad.
No, it was a sweepstakes to win a free iPad. I mean, they didn't send you an iPad. You've been enrolled in a sweepstakes to win a free iPad.
I didn't try to win any sweepstakes.
Okay, well, they were enrolled doing something called Feast Street. It's a mobile food app that encourages healthy eating. That's where that $49.97 charge has been coming from. They offer it for $20 a month if you like to remain in the contest.
No, I don't want.
Okay, I'll get you canceled out. One moment.
How people do.
This is a third-party call center, ma'am. This is just one of the vendors we provide customer support for. The way it works, they sent you an email or something stating that you had won an iPad. They ask you to pay for the shipping and handling. When you try to enter that information in, you get enrolled into this meal plan. They couldn't have got your information without you responding to the ad, ma'am.
Well, yeah, that's what I was thinking, but I don't recall doing it. I remember there was one that kept bugging me, telling me I was going to lose it, going to lose it. I tried to close it down, and I guess got me.
Okay, well, I have you canceled out, ma'am. I have a cancellation number for you, Ms. Roper. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Your cancellation number, ma'am, is going to be C, as in cancel, 920-353-250.
Okay. Okay, so I'm not going to be charged?
No more. Moving forward, there'll be no more charges to that account.
But what about the 49?
That you were charged? I can refund it back to your account. Give me just one moment. I'm going to be sending that back to you. You're going to receive a cancellation confirmation email, Ms. Roper, along with a refund confirmation. As soon as this thing stops buffering, I'll process your refund.
Okay, great.
Give me just a moment. Okay. Yes, ma'am. I'm sending it back to your Visa card ending 4509, Ms. Roper.
Okay.
Please allow 3 to 5 business days before you see that money back on your card. Give me just a moment to process that refund, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm going to try to void it back. It just got on there today, so I might be able to void it back. So that might expedite it getting back on your card sooner. Let me see if it did let me do it. So it may come back a little bit quicker.
Okay,
but at any rate, at the most, allow 3 to 5 business days, Ms. Roper. And again, I sent that $49.97 back to Visa card ending 4509.
Thank you so much for your help.
Yes, ma'am. It was my pleasure, Ms. Roper. Is there anything else that I can assist you with today?
No, ma'am. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling customer support, Ms. Roper. You have a good weekend and stay safe, ma'am. Bye-bye.
You too.
Thank you.